Good morning and welcome to Manna. So blessed that you have joined me. You know, in life, unfortunately, we run into people that are critical of us. And so how do you respond to those people? Well, that's what we're going to talk about today as we continue on in Proverbs chapter 24. But we need to pray. So won't you pray with me? Father, it's so good to turn to you, to seek your face, to seek the promises of your word, to give clarity to our reasoning, to help us to be careful about becoming emotionally distraught when people have said things that have hurt our hearts. But Lord, may we love them as you love them, for who knows better than you who people have around the globe offended you. But yet your love never fails. It's new every morning, and great is your faithfulness. So Lord, oh, guide us as we walk through your word today. Thank you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. So I want to pick back up. We ended it at verse 20 last week, but I want to pick back up actually in verse 17. Because I want to talk a little bit more about that. So let's just read it together. It says, verse 17 and 18, "Do not rejoice when your enemy falls, and let not your heart be glad when he stumbles, lest the Lord see it and be displeased and turn away his anger from him." So, you know, the point is we are not to rejoice in, if you will, our enemy's calamity. No, our hope is that when people who have been critical of us and they're going through difficult things, is that we don't rejoice in that. Because if we do, God says, hey, I'm going to turn my face from that. No, it's like, Lord, have your full way for the benefit of that person's heart and life. Because we know how struggles have been beneficial to us, because the struggles of life that have been beneficial to us is we come to a place where we cry out to the Lord. Oh, that they too would cry out to the Lord. So our prayer needs to be for their benefit. Watch this. In verse 19 and 20, it says, "Fret not yourself because of evildoers, and be not envious of the wicked, for the evil man has no future. The lamp of the wicked will be put out." What? Man, that should cause sorrow for us to be concerned for the life of those that have hardened their hearts towards the things of God and towards him personally. You know, Ezekiel 33:11 says this, "Say to them, as I live, declares the Lord God." This is what God is saying. So it's like, I'm supposed to communicate this to you. "As I live, declares the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live." God's cry is, turn back from your evil ways. So our goal is, Lord, to have your will be done in their lives. And so that my heart as well does not become, if you will, rejoicing in their sorrow and their difficulty. No, but Lord, that my heart would be guarded from, if you will, a spirit of vengeance. No, that my heart would be concerned for their welfare, because that's God is concerned for their welfare. Then my heart would be reflective of his. Well, so let's go on to verse 21 and 22. "My son, fear the Lord and the king, and do not join with those who do otherwise. For disaster will arise suddenly from them, and who knows the ruin that will come from them both." You know, do we fear the Lord? And my hope is that many of us would say, well, absolutely, I fear the Lord. I love and respect the Lord, but I also have a proper fear for him as a righteous and a holy God. But do I fear the king that he's put in place? Well, what's the point of that? Well, I'll tell you, Peter wrote for us in 1 Peter chapter 2. It's a little long, but bear with me. Just listen close and see what God has spoken to us through his apostle Peter. He says this in 1 Peter chapter 2, beginning in verse 13. "Be subject for the Lord's sake to every human institution, whether it be to the emperor or as supreme, or to governors as sent by him to punish those who do evil and to praise those who do good. For this is the will of God, that by doing good you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish people. Foolish people that get all wrapped up in all the politics, etc. Now, God is providing for us through these people for one purpose or another, but our confidence, our focus needs to be on the Lord. Our trust needs to be in what God's going to accomplish through them, right? So anyway, it says, live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but living as servants of God, honoring everyone. Let the brotherhood, love the brotherhood, fear God, and honor the emperor. You know, I can honor the emperor by praying for the emperor. In our particular case, we have a president, right? And just because I may or may not agree with him, my goal, my purpose is not to become embittered toward his choices, but to pray for the work that God wants to do in him, right? So servants, as it continues on, be subject to your masters with all respect, not only to good and gentle, but also to the unjust. So maybe you got a wretched boss. I don't know. But what matters is how you're responding to it. And God says, man, do good to the gentle, but also to the unjust. For this is a gracious thing. When mindful of God, one endures sorrows while suffering unjustly. For what credit is it when you sin and are beaten for it? You endure. You know, it's kind of like you're getting what you deserve, right? But if when you do good and suffer for it, you endure, this is a gracious thing in the sight of God. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example so that you might follow in his steps. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. He himself, Jesus himself, bore our sins in his body on the cross, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. Our goal is to live unto the Lord, right, in all that we do. By his wounds you have been healed, for you were straying like sheep, but you have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. So our goal, it's an opportunity when we're under duress because of an employer or an emperor, and in our case, maybe a president, is that, wait a minute, am I still reflecting the love of Christ? That's my goal. That's what God wants for me to do. Hey, we're going to pull up right there. God bless you. Thank you for joining me today. And so we're going to continue on in Proverbs chapter 24 next week. God bless you.